This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Bush administration is poised to make a formal request to the UN Security Council to lift sanctions imposed on Iraq after the 1991 Gulf War. A draft resolution is being circulated among council members and is expected to be presented as early as tomorrow. The administration yesterday announced an end to America's economic sanctions on Iraq. President Bush pointed out that the regime against whom the sanctions were directed no longer exists. One of the industries hardest hit by the sanctions is Iraq's oil industry. NPR's Jackie Northam is in Baghdad. What's the current condition of the oil industry there?
Well, Bob, the industry here is in terribly poor condition right now, and it really doesn't have much to do with the war. One of the big problems here is the refineries themselves, the drilling rigs themselves. The infrastructure is very poor. It's very old. It's decrepit. One analyst told me once that it was being held together over the past 12 years with chewing gum and string. You know, the odd thing is Iraq has the second largest crude oil reserves in the world, so the potential here is vast. And this obviously interests a lot of foreign investors right now. If they're willing to come in, invest some money, take that risk, obviously the paybacks would be large. Right now, though, you know, before the war, they were pumping 2.5 million barrels of oil per day. Right now, they're under 200,000 barrels per day, and that's just being used domestically. So it's really under capacity right now. The northern oil fields are due to get up and running sometime in the near future, but it's the southern field, the largest, most productive fields, that it doesn't look like they're going to get up and running anytime soon.
And what's the U.S. military doing about all this?
They're doing quite a few things. They're trying to find Iraqis, and certainly Iraqi expatriates who know the oil industry, are specialists in the field, and they're looking to them to come back in and help get the industry going again. They're also looking for Iraqi expatriates who want to come in and work with the Americans. A lot of people consider the American military an occupying force, and there is a bit of resistance there. They've also started working with Iraqi oil field or oil workers here as well, putting them into upper management positions to help get workers going, to help sift through all the data, what's left of it after looting, and to get that going. The Pentagon named a man named Philip Carroll, who's a former Shell oil expert, and he's going to be heading up the whole military or the whole American effort here to get the industry going again. But it's a very, very slow process. And part of that problem is communications. None of the oil people seem to know who's in charge here, or who's, you know, what the industry will look like in a few months' time. Will it remain in Iraqi hands? And so they've got to improve the communications between the Iraqis and the Americans.
Well, I imagine the problems with communications are affecting other areas of life in Iraq.
It affects all areas of life in Iraq, not even from something as simple as a telephone call, but also getting the message out of who's in charge here, who's running the government, and certainly from the American point of view, what their plan is for this country. A lot of Iraqis that you talk to simply have no idea. You know, you have local Iraqi people just installing themselves as governors or mayors of a town or city. People are really very confused here about who's in charge, what the new government is going to look like. For their part, the American military is continues to work to build up and work towards a provisional government, some head of state that will actually give some direction towards the country, at least in an interim period. Tonight there's a meeting to expand the steering committee, and these are the people who are going to decide on the framework of the new government. So, you know, these things are going on, but it's a very slow process. Nothing works fast in Iraq. And, you know, there's opposition in some sectors as well, and other people that just really want to get a government in place and get going again.
NPR's Jackie Northam in Baghdad.